Hi guys, welcome to 50 Minute Rev. Happy Resurrection Weekend. Dr. Missy Hood here. Hope you guys have had a great week as we work our way into the weekend. Kind of a weird atmosphere, huh? Kind of a weird atmosphere this weekend, but why would we think anything less, right? A lot of things going on right now, and I've got a lot of things to share with you guys today too. I've been doing a lot of research all week about different things going on in the nation, around the world, and obviously some of you probably are abreast of that too. But before we get going, I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank you, Margaret Rowe Jewelry, margaretrowe.com for sponsoring, and as well as Smack Talk Ready for sponsoring the 15 Minute Rev. If you join us every Tuesday and Friday, those are our sponsors. We can't do what we do without them, so we always want to give thanks for their generosity. And Margaret and I just wrote our book together, and it's coming out. We're getting ready to start our book tour. It's called Just a Conversation Away. If you haven't checked that out, go check it out on Amazon.com. It's also through Barnes & Noble, but it's about our experience of walking in heaven and how God allowed us to talk to different relatives and things like that there, because the veil is so thin right now. So anyway, guys, can you please pray against the witchcraft coming at me? They're coming at the anointing, they're coming at the flow, everything like that. Can you just break it off, please? So anyway, a lot of good things happening right now, a lot of really, really cool things happening. And a lot of it's interesting because I see what I'm watching right now, probably like you, as we're seeing things unfold like we've never seen before. I mean, the truth is hemorrhaging right now. If you haven't been over on TikTok and on CloudHub and these different social media sites that we thought that we couldn't speak truth there, but it's coming out. It's all hemorrhaging and coming forward. So a lot of interesting things happening. Let me just recap it for you real quick before we jump into the rev today. And I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I'm just going to tell you the recap. Talking about the Baltimore cargo ship crash that happened this last week. P. Diddy raids going on, speaking about while and how he's blackmailed people through homosexuality. Even the elites are being blackmailed through this. And then we're talking about the monarchy being in turmoil with various power struggles going on there. And per Vladimir Putin and Prime Minister Boris Johnson, he was a prior prime minister there. And don't you think they would have had privy to information for them to make the statements that they're making? Because Putin has made the statements that it's not about cancer at all. It's not about cancer at all. It's about power struggles going on and the fall of the monarchy because of the old system there. So, and then last but not least, the connections with Prince Harry, Prince William, and Princess Kate. Supposedly, and I'm not spreading gossip. This is what I've researched regarding the P. Diddy parties and how they were involved, and they've been caught up in child trafficking, which leads me to believe it's all over the world right now. And it's kind of one of my, we kind of knew that was going on anyway. But that is not the topic here. I'm just giving you a recap of what's going on in your world. How does that connect to what's going on in your world spiritually? How it connects what's going on in your world is because everything that happens in the natural is happening in the spirit. So there's a lot of crud going on in the spirit right now that God is trying to clear out with regard to the heart conditions of man. Okay. So we're seeing that manifest in the natural. We're seeing it in the spirit, and we're also experiencing it in the church. God's cleaning up the church right now. So that leads us to what God has actually been showing me in dreams through visions and seeing children being led through caves and then seeing dreams of greenhouses, like shanties, if you will, with Native American Indians sitting guard on their front porches, guarding these things. And which tells me, and I asked the Lord about it, if Indian reservations were involved in child trafficking. And they said, yes, they are. It's everywhere. Anything to make a buck, anything making a buck. The bridge, actually, what I've studied about that, I've researched it. If you didn't hear about Mitch McConnell's late sister-in-law, she was the CEO over that, the container ship company. And it's all connected. T.D. Jakes is also connected to the P. Diddy stuff. I don't want to get too much into that. But yes, they're all connected. And a lot of people are very, very nervous right now because their names are on the list that the FBI found. So, regardless, what we're seeing is the war. It's an intense war going on right now where the war is heating up. And that's what I just talked to one of my friends about too, who's a retired agent. And they sent me some information that I have to go listen to after this broadcast. But What's going on in your world? Let's talk about what's going on with you. After we got through with that hot conversation, that hot topic conversation, but good, happy Good Friday. Happy Good Friday to you guys. And it truly is a great Friday because Sunday's coming. And so we know what happens on Sunday. We're all excited about that. But God, from what I'm seeing right now, we're seeing the white hats knock out communications within the first topic of conversation I just mentioned. So that whole knocking out of that bridge thing, the first act of war is to knock out the enemy's communications. And that communications that were knocked out were leading to DC and then to the Baltimore, Philadelphia area. So could it be? Could it be? Things are heating up. And so now everything is really, really starting to manifest. And we're seeing that in our natural. So be careful where you travel to and making sure you're asking the Lord about going there. But everything's hemorrhaging and God is in the stages of vindicating. And the truth is hemorrhaging forward everywhere, absolutely forward everywhere. So it's also why the wind to shut down TikTok, because so much truth is coming out there. But we need to remember that we're trusting in a holy God. We're not trusting in these social media platforms and stuff like that. If you want the truth, go to God. God will show you anything. He'll show you everything. So in this new exciting time of our life, it's so exciting because we get to observe who is who and who as the bride who's coming through and the other who's a tear, who's unaware of what's going on. People are choosing to not change and not be changed by God. And so the Lord told me this the other day. I found this really, really interesting as I was thumbing through my social media and this little meme came up. And the Lord says, you always need to remember this, to never, never disrespect anyone God places in your path, because disrespect will close doors that apologies can't open. And so be careful how you treat people you think you don't need, especially new movers. Don't mistreat anybody, if I can speak. Don't mistreat anybody. But this is interesting where we find ourselves at, because now we're really truly standing in a place where we're seeing the heart conditions of people. And they can't help but be who they are because truth has walked into the room. And when God's presence walks into the room, guess who's exposed? Hey, Tammy. Hey, Rita. Hi, Yvonne. I want to welcome everybody to the Rev today. But you can't help but be who you are because the truth will always be revealed. So what we're really seeing is that the fake church now is being exposed because we're living in times. Pardon me, please. We're living in the times of tares being exposed as they represent the dead church or dead heart conditions of people who chose to stay the same and not take part in the resurrection of the King. It's Resurrection Sunday. What are we supposed to be doing this Sunday? What do you think that Jesus did when he died on the cross for us? His death was an example or a pattern, a blueprint of what was to come, what you would be doing. Remember when he told the disciples, when I leave, you're going to do even greater things than I. Can you imagine doing greater things than God? And it really, really, pardon me, please. It absolutely baffles me that we don't see these patterns and that God came in the form of a man, died on a cross, rose from the dead in 3 days, and that Jesus Christ is God. But we did not see the patterns that he presented while he walked into the earth. He said, hey, this is the way, walking in it. Do as I do. Do as I do. Don't do as I say and not as I do. Don't have that mentality. And don't do your own ways. Do as I say, says the Lord. So he gave us the way. He showed us how to do it. And so now as the church, we're heading into the power of God, not the wrath of God, the power of God. Although I do believe judgment's in the room. Vindication of God is in the room. I'm sorry. So the fake church is really making themselves stick out like a sore thumb in these days because they're operating in their own ways instead of God's. And it's all fleshbound. It's all fleshbound. They pray fleshbound. Everything they decree is fleshbound, and even their decision-making, which is powerless, is fleshbound. We're seeing all these things manifest right now. So if what the Bible says is true, then we'll know God's people who are endued with true love, true power by his love. We'll know God's true people by his love in them. That's his power. He's endowing us with power. And so everything we say is led by the King. By the way, do you know how to seek the King about a thing? You know how to seek a King about a thing. Hey, can you guys pray against the way they're trying to cover me up in the spirit and try to act like the anointing is not here to keep people from receiving? Thank you very, very much. And just keep that stuff off of me. Keep all demonic words that are not from the truth, the spirit of truth, off of me, please. Thank you so much. And off of my everything God's given to me. That'll keep that crap off of me. There you go. Anyway, but do you know how to tell if you've taken part and come inside as God's bride? Are you just doing your own thing out there? Have you decided to do your own thing? And I'm just going to get a little dabble, do me, and I'll just listen here and there, and I'll do my own, you know, I'll just do my own thing. Is that you? Because that's not getting you free right now in this hour. Thank you so much. But you're endued. You're supposed to be endued with firepower when nothing can stop your vessel. And if you don't have firepower, then your prayers aren't going to be answered. Your prayers are taking you nowhere, because the true church's prayers in this hour are like rocket launchers. I'm not kidding. We're experiencing it here. I mean that out of gratitude to the King. We don't do what we do. We can't do anything without him. It's all him. But we're seeing God show up like I've never seen God show up before. And nothing is stopping these people. Nothing is stopping us as God is quickly approaching and coming through the door. So as we enter in, by the way, C2 starts day after tomorrow. It starts Monday. You ready? You ready for C2? Because it's the new season of the deeper level of God's intimacy that he's walking you into. And if you don't know anything about C2, it's the most stressful time of the year. It's the time actually where the enemies of God, it's the summertime season, but it's also, it's a fiery part of God's heart. It's the first section is water. The second section is fire. The third C3 section is the earth part of God's heart, made of man, the fleshly side. And the fourth is the spirit. It's the, you're entering into the first section. It's the lower levels of God's spirit. The section of the second section of the year is the higher levels of God's seven spirits. Then you have to be invited into the second part of the year. You can't just walk in and come in any way. You have to obey in the first part of the year, doing what God's telling you to do in order to draw near. But C2 is the most difficult time because of all the fire. And because you're also dealing with witchcraft too. High levels of witchcraft. You're dealing with strange fire. And then you start moving through, hopefully, into the high level of God's spirit and getting free. You're choosing life and not death in order to see the way God sees. And so then we move into the ninth of Av. And then the ninth of Av, God's saying, I'm going to inspect you in this thing to see if you've done exactly what I've told you to do. And then you're going to move into the high holy days. The high holy days are the feast of God. And that's a time of celebration because you've done exactly what God told you to do. Hey, Casey, but you've done exactly what God told you to do when he told you to get free from a thing. And so now God's saying, come on into the firmament. Come into the higher places with the King. Come into the higher places of the King. But you're choosing life and not death. And let me just tell you, this C2 is already starting off with a bang. We've already entered in. It's starting off this week. And here we are. Here we are. We're going to do this thing. So this is going to be like no other CT we've ever been into before. Ever, ever, ever. Is this you? And what do you need to do? Because let me tell you what we're experiencing. And it's not just us. I'm seeing with a lot of my friends in ministry everywhere. It's the subtleties of witchcraft. If you're a leader and you're one of God's, you're part of the bride. If you're having a hard time hearing already, obviously they're going to be hitting the true prophets, if you're a true prophet. They're hitting you because you're a major threat to them. The truth prophets are trying to be shut down right now by the occult because they know, especially if you're getting free, they are desperate to stop you from entering in. So you're going to have to be breaking things off your gates. You're going to have to be breaking things. And some of these people are crazy, man. And they all are crazy to me, but they are so duped that now they're using occult magic spells and laws. They're using that against you. But this summer, they're going to be switching to rituals, rites, and ceremonies against you, innocent blood sacrifices, because we're stepping into the devil's playground. for us, if you're trying to get rid of you and make room for the king, you're stepping into a testing. You probably already did. We're in three testings right now, by the way. You're in the testing of trust, the trust test with God, where God called you through that testing. I want to say about 4 or 5 years ago. You've been in that for a while. And then you stepped into the proving of God's will over a thing where God gave you something to pray for. And now you're praying and praying and praying. Are you being endued by the king? Because if you're not, most likely, if you're not, if God's not giving you his faith for that thing, because that's how you make it manifest. If he's not giving you himself, that's probably not of him. That's not of him. You need to seek the king's decree to find out if what you're praying for is of the king. So, and then the other one, I forgot what the other one was, Lord. What was the other one? It's three tests. It's the test of obedience, actually. I think it's the test of obedience, where God gives you a directive and says, this is the way, walk ye in it. And he's trying to see if you'll obey and come inside to see if you're going to stay the same or if you're going to come in and be his bride. That's the three tests you're currently stepping into. So we ask you right now, as we're stepping into this refining process as the bride, why don't you join us as we're going to help you walk inside. Come on and join us every Tuesday and Friday, and we'll give you the ins and outs of what you're dealing with that day and help you to navigate through, take it back to your intercessors and start hammering the crap out of the enemy. I mean, knock the H-E-B-A-H-O-O-K-E out of them. Knock them out, because you have more firepower than they do. And by the way, for you truth-filled people who refuse to comply and you're not going back to the spirit of religion, you're not going back to the old by and by, you're just going to be like, you know what, God? I've got nothing to lose. I've got nothing to lose in this thing. This test has been going on for a while, and I am committed. I am neck deep in this thing. We're getting this show on the road. Let's get this thing going. If that's you, then join us. We'll hopefully help you through a thing or two. But we're entering into a refining process, and we're into this place with C2, and the whole goal is to attain the mind of Christ. So you're having to think about what you're thinking about as God brings you inside. Okay, how do you do that? Okay, specifically, they're coming at your belief. They're coming at your faith this season. You're going to have to cast things down, strike things down, that like fiery arrows that come at your thinking. When God has told you a certain thing that he's going to do for you, and doubt and unbelief comes in, strike these things down and enter back into heaven's reality. Don't settle for the demonic reality. Because if you do, if you let that thing fester, what happens is you start moving in a different direction, away from God's goal for you. So you have to do this thing this season in order to come through. We have to. We absolutely have to. Our nation's at stake. We absolutely have to. So when everything feels old, does everything feel old right now? Like, I feel old. I feel kind of old right now. I feel kind of like this test is old. I'm not complaining. I'm so sorry, God. But that's how you feel. You know, you start taking a thing and you've been in it for a while and you start thinking to yourself, this is old. When is this going to end? Come on, God, let's get this show on the road. And then it just keeps going on and on and on. Is that you? That's me. So anyway, I'm praising God for this thing. But we're in the fight of our lives as God is fighting for his bride to come out from the old into the new, very much so on purpose. It's the true front runners moving through time, advancing like never before, for because you're choosing to be rightly aligned. So what we're also seeing is God speaking to the dead church. Okay, he's correcting the dead church right now. And if this is you, so they're getting really, really ticked off at the front runners of the new movers right now. They're getting really mad at these truth prophets who are new movers too. But this is what God is telling them right now. He's saying, just like he told Israel, he said, as for you, turn around now and go back to the wilderness, back to the Red Sea, because he got angry. He got angry at the church for not listening to him. Hence, he didn't let them enter in. And when people knew they had sinned against the Lord in disobedience, then they decided maybe right now we'll come on in. Maybe, you know, God, you don't tell us what to do. We tell you. That's their attitude. That's really their attitude. they become their own little G's. And so what God is saying to them, he's like, you want to bet? Let me just show you who's who, because I'll deny you the right and the ability. I won't even mention you. I won't even listen to you. So when they realize they're running out of firepower, then they decided they'd listen to God. This is the place that many find themselves in this hour. So, but only because, again, they lost firepower. So they had already sinned. Hence, the Lord rejected them, telling them to go and take their evil heart of unbelief, their lack of trust in the king, and go out into the wilderness. He would no longer be dealing with them. And they spent the whole rest of their entire lives based on this one decision, but they got stuck in the wilderness wondering. Because this is one time, this is a one-shot deal. Do you realize where we're standing? God allowed, I believe God's allowing this whole situation that we're walking through to happen. But this has been going on for 5 years, by the way. This has been going on for 5 years where he's allowed the church to make choices. He's been telling them the whole way, if you don't get free from you, you're going to find yourself in a lurch. And some people got lazy. Some people, I'm going to tell you what it is. They got lazy. The church got lazy. They got lazy. they didn't want to keep fighting. They want somebody else to do it. They're like, yeah, God won't care. God's full of grace. You want to bet? Not in this place. Pardon me, please. Because what God was trying to prove, he was trying to help society see who was who. He was starting the separating process, if you will. He was separating the wheat from the tares, the truth from a lie, the dead church from the bride. That's what that was starting. And so this was also, he was trying to find out who he can do with power, because heaven and earth were getting ready to collide. That's what's fixing to happen. And it's already happening. We're already seeing the firepower here. So we praise God for that. But I'm hoping that's many, many, many. Can you imagine if we had the whole church participating in that? And I'm like, what the heck? What are people thinking? So you remember what happened to Israel in the wilderness, right? They stayed there for the rest of their natural lives. Because God wouldn't allow them out spiritually. He controlled that. And I think it's amazing to me, because these people's disobedience to the king had caused their own suffering. And I'm absolutely amazed at how, and I'm going to be blunt about this, people can have rocks for brains. They just have rocks for brains. And how many of us do that sometimes? God warns us and warns us and warns us about a thing, and we think, and I've seen it in leaders. I've seen it in sheep. I've seen it everywhere, where people think, ah, God's full of grace. He won't do this to me, until it happens. And they're like, oh my God, I got to course correct. And guess what happens then? You've already forfeited God's best. So what happens is you fail the test, and now he has to give you plan B. Is that you? Because to most people that are in this situation, they turn off. They don't want to hear. They leave. Like, oh God, oh, she's saying that. I'm the blunt prophet, by the way. I'm not going to be called the rude prophet, because I'm not rude. I'm just telling you the truth. It's not rude to tell you the truth. God is the God of all truth. So if you're not willing to hear the truth, if you're not willing to hear it, then you're your own worst enemy. But if you notice too, this is a late hour. The clock is set up 1 through 12. So we're at a very late hour right now. So what do you get the last hour? If you notice, the last quadrant of God's heart, C4, is made up of all truth prophets. Mercy, truth, mercy, truth. As are all the quadrants. They're made up of mercy, truth, prophets. But for quadrant 1 and quadrant 2 are made up of, they're not as blunt, if you will. They're not as blunt. The prophets aren't as blunt in those sections. But when you start hitting the 6 o'clock hour, you're getting a sharper sword from the Lord. And if God has warned you about a thing, if it's personal or corporately, you better get your butt in gear, because God is drawing on, especially if you know God is drawing near, which we all know right now. We know that all truth is walked into the room. And so God will have grace for a season, and he'll send in prophet, mercy, truth, mercy, truth, mercy, truth, through all the quadrants of his heart. But if you get into that fourth quadrant and it's 10 o'clock, it's the 10 o'clock hour. Or if it's the 11 o'clock hour where you have an opportunity to get rid of your snaky side. You know, at the 11 o'clock hour, October, November, it is the time where we deal with the snake side of ourself or the eagle side, right? So God's hoping you're going to become an eagle so he can shoot you forth into a new thing. But everybody's got a snaky side. And boy, are we seeing the snaky side of the church right now, the dead church especially. It's like, you are dead. You're a rattlesnake. Some of you are rattlesnakes. And they're spewing venom. They're acting like hell. That's why the snake is referred to as a snake. The devil is a serpent. They did not get free from self. So we're seeing that snaky side of people now. And it's like, oh, what's wrong with everybody? What's wrong? They did not get free. They did not get transformed. They did not get what God calls reborn, if you will. A lot of them don't even know the Lord. So they get mad at people like me and at truth prophets like me because we tell them the truth. But there you go. Okay, so here we go. That's what happened to Israel. So the Lord is saying, learn to follow me completely and learn to obey me immediately. Don't jack around. When I give you a thing, especially in this hour, I learned that last Friday night, by the way. I told you what happened last Friday night, too, right? I was almost killed in a head-on collision last Friday night. And we barely missed it. We barely missed being hit. And if not for the grace of God, because we were driving in the city and God had told me, because I've been prophesied that I was a head intercessor over my city. And I used to do a lot of ministry in our city. And so I go take the temperature of the city. And I'd forgotten, because I go on Mach 10 half the time, but I'd forgotten over dinner that in December God said, don't go into the city without asking me. And so here I go trekking into the city. And I went with one of my good friends and we were driving. We felt the weighty presence fill up our vehicle. And I said, man, did you feel that? And she was like, yeah, that's the Lord. And then we turned a corner and I felt it kind of pull back. And I said, that's not like God. We need to leave. We need to get out of the city. I didn't know why, but we needed to get out. And we took off down this one highway. Pardon me. And they're like north-south lanes. Two lanes going each way. And we were going south. And I looked down the road and I see this car coming head on into. And I said, so-and-so, is that a car in our lane? And she's like, oh my gosh, Missy, oh my gosh. And I was like, in my head, I was like, God, help me, help me. And I had to start gauging to try to get around this vehicle where they couldn't course correct and pull into my other lane. And it was such a huge risk. It was such a huge risk, but it was such a horrible, horrible situation. Because at the very last minute, we were way out ahead of traffic and I whipped around the car and flew by them, but it hit the car behind me and killed a woman. And it was absolutely horrific. And so you got to obey the Lord. Now God told me, I repented for that, but I knew God had grace for me there. But in this hour, it's imperative because of everything going on in our atmosphere that we understand and we listen. We listen to what he's telling us to do right now. It's imperative. So learn to follow him completely. And you know, it's interesting, Joseph, you want to know why your enemies are shutting you down? I'm going to go here. This is why your enemies are shutting you down. Because you see through God's eyes in this atmosphere. You've allowed truth to come near. And so you've made room for him. You've gotten free from you. Hence, you see into your enemy's atmosphere and you see what they really do. You realize you're on a spiritual page, right? Everybody's on different spiritual pages. We all have different levels of growth. And so when you are seeing through the eyes of God, when God is operating and flowing through you, you see everything he says, you hear everything you see everything he does, and you see the truth about what others do. Because most of the people right now that we're starting to step into, what we're seeing in our atmosphere, in our society, is we see on all seven mountains, by the way, we're seeing people with hidden sin, and they've been hiding it through demonic realities. What is a demonic reality? I talk about that all the time, right? I talk about that all the time. Do you know what a demonic reality is? A demonic reality is a place that's spiritual. It's a spiritual place. And it's a different spiritual page. It's a different spiritual page other than what you're operating on. But if you're higher than them and you're seeing what God sees, see, this is what trips the prophets up. And I've been seeing this for over a year now. And I've been thinking, Lord, what is this? Why are they not seeing what some of these people are doing? And hey, Angeline. And so the Lord's saying the reason why the prophets aren't seeing, they're not asking me to see what I see. Pardon me. And they're not making room for me so I can come up and take more residence in them. See, the more God you have, the more firepower you have too. But when you're looking at your enemies, when you're looking at enemies, the enemies of God now, these people have become enemies of God. So you need to ask God what he sees, because you may not be on the same spiritual page as them. A lot of fivefold ministers, I don't care what this sounds like, this is what God showed me. A lot of fivefold ministers who are not God. Some have been deceived. We just saw that within a major, major leader who just fell. But you need, what they're doing is they're hiding their sin because they know how to manipulate the things of the spirit. It's called witchcraft. It's called witchcraft. And a lot of these people know. And have you ever heard the analogy too? Keep your friends close, but your enemies even closer. Some of these people are saddling up alongside of you, truth prophets, because they want to see if you can see into their world, into their sin. That's how arrogant the devil in them is. And a lot of you are just falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. Oh, no, they're good. They're a big name. And they've got hidden sin. They're into child sex trafficking. And you're not seeing, because you won't get free from you. So you got to get freedom and saying, Lord, get this spiritual blindness off of me, because they're putting it on you very purposefully through witchcraft, spells, rituals, rites and ceremonies, innocent blood sacrifices. Witchcraft is that powerful. Why do you think there's been so many delays in the atmosphere right now? There's so many spiritual delays happening over this nation because the witches and the Satanists know how to put witchcraft spells, laws, and magic barriers over our atmospheres to keep prayers from running up into the third heavens. They're trying to keep your prayers from breaking through. So you have to collapse them, Numbers 14:9, all levels, Numbers 14:9, and then nullify the spiritual laws, spells, and magic. Witchcraft prayers, thank you, Jesus. Any words spoken outside of the spirit of truth, any words spoken used against you to keep you from seeing through and coming through. And then ask the Lord to release your prayers up into the third heavens. That's why if you're being attacked by the occult or by goofy witchcraft, people that pray goofy witchcraft prayers, there's goofy too. Ask God to break these things off and come through. Help you come on through. That's imperative right now. So that's why you're getting hit so hard. But they don't want accountability. These enemies don't want accountability. They've been getting away with this mess for so long, and there's so much hidden sin that their consciences are seared. Pardon me. It's because of the lack of maturity. And so you have to be wise as the serpent and gentle as a dove. You've got to know what God's telling you. And so now God's shedding the light on a few things. I can feel their prayers. Can you break off early death assignments and freak accidents off me, please? They're trying to hit me with that. You people, if you come on here and pray your witchcraft prayers, do you realize what God's going to do to you? It didn't affect me because he's not letting you touch me. But I bless you in the name of Jesus. I really fear for some of you. You think God's not going to, I'm going to say it bluntly, he's going to rip your head off. That is so blunt, but I'm serious. It's a heart attack on, and I break that in Jesus' name. But if you want to pray that crap on me, you reap what you sow. Galatians 6:7. Thank you so much. I feel that. But that's what they do. That's the kind of crap they do. They come on here and they pray their witchcraft prayers. But God bless them. So here we are. God's shedding the truth on a few things. Thank you, guys. I feel that. And how do you know, again, if what a truth prophet is saying? How do you know if what they're saying is true, is what I'm trying to say. How do you know what they're saying is true? One, it bears witness with your spirit. But for two, what's happening right now is if they're credible, They have major firepower, and people fear the Lord on them. They know they hear the Lord. And so what they prophesy comes to pass because it's the Lord speaking through them. See, God, if Jesus is speaking through me, if he's praying through me, if truth is praying and speaking through me, then I'm speaking through Jesus on my vessel, and he's revealing to me while I'm speaking. So right now, what these witches and Satanists are doing to the prophets is they're trying to deny you the access to your relationship with Jesus or to his power so that you can't speak against them. This is what your enemies are doing too. That's how Jezebel operates. It's manipulative. They think that they can play God over you. And I'm exposing everything that you're doing, everything that you're doing. Because the more people I can get to pray against you, God's going to put the smack down on you. Truth is coming into the room. And he's tired of this crap. So what they're doing then, these evil people in the church, they're thinking that God is not going to ever hold them accountable. But now he's in the room. And so he's shedding light on a few things. And so now they're finding that they're losing firepower. These enemies are. But as truth prophets, God has shown up on you. You just got to move all this crap out of the way that's getting in the way of what God's doing, using you to do. So Lord is saying their arrogance has made them think I would never expose them. And the Lord is saying wrong. Hence, the Josephs have showed up. The Josephs are the new movers now. And the Josephs are saying through the Lord on their life, they're like, because let me just tell you about the Josephs. Some are given the gift of faith. Others are given the gift of joy. Very, very few are given the gift of love. Who do you think love is? Who is love? Who is love? God is love. And God says, just like he did, he's repeating history again. Do you understand? Jesus is repeating. God is repeating history. Just like he birthed and impregnated Mary with the Holy Spirit to birth a miracle into the earth, birth God in the form of a man. Now he birthed love, the gift of love, in with his Josephs because he knew this battle was going to show up today. He knew the world was going to be in this condition. So an enemy in all these Josephs' lives, by the way, if you're a Joseph, love has been with you. The presence of God has been with you. So what's happening around you right now is that God's presence is showing up in you. He's protecting you. Thank God for me last Friday night. But he's protecting us. And we're being used by God to speak all truth into our atmospheres, to release everybody that's been held by the enemy. That's why you've been rejected. Think about Joseph. He was rejected. And he was put in prison. He was treated like a slave. But then he was also used to reconcile his family. He was trying to use the reconciliation of Jesus and to free his bloodline. That's also the place we've entered into right now. I'm so sorry. But this is what the Josephs are being used for. And so we only see what Jesus sees. This is what the truth prophets now, if you're truly a truth prophet, a new mover prophet, and I can name a few of them, by the way. So when you have a gift of love, you can't help it. You only see through Jesus's reality. Remember I said demonic realities, heaven's reality? You only see what Jesus sees. These are the true Josephs operating on Jesus's page. They're not operating on man's page. They're not operating on the fake church's page. They're operating in heaven's kingdom all the time. It's been like that since you were a little kid. All the time. You hung out with God. You saw God the whole time growing up. And you don't fit into the church. You don't fit into mainstream. You don't know. A lot of you don't even know where you fit in. And God says, that's how set apart you are. I've lifted you up for such a time as this, which brings us, believe it or not, to, well, we're doing pretty good. Deuteronomy 1:1-46. And it says, God's commanding us this hour, pardon me, to leave the wilderness thinking and to move into the land by believing the Lord and what he told you. And the Lord says, make yourself believe no matter what. If God made you a promise, he will finish what he told you. He will finish the thing. So you can't give in to this C2 witchcraft that's coming at you right now. You're going to have to navigate through. You're going to have to navigate through. You're going to have to think about what you're thinking about because your faith has nothing to do with your feelings. Neither do your fivefold giftings. Excuse me. Yes, your faith has nothing to do with your fivefold giftings or your feelings. They're three separate entities. Okay. So you're going to have to cast things down that aren't good, pure, and lovely, and that don't match what God promised you. If anything challenges your faith, your belief, and it's not true, strike it down to stay in heaven's reality over that thing. Which leads us to Deuteronomy 11, 1 through 12, 32. What God does for us, what does God do for us when we're exhausted, even in the test? Because Moses knew this. And Moses reminded the people what God had already done for them when they couldn't fight the battle in their own strength. Is this you? A lot of you feel like you're going to fail too? God's not letting this happen to you. And just to encourage you too, have you ever noticed when you come on these revs? And I've noticed them when I do them. And God starts talking to me about a thing. And I don't go seek this stuff out, by the way. This just happens like this. Every single time when I feel like my feet are slipping, and I'm thinking, God, am I going to be able to do this thing? He's like, yeah, you are. And he gives me another prophetic word to keep me coming down the road. Have you noticed that? That's proof in the pudding, guys, that God is in this thing with you. Keep coming forward. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't give into exhaustion. But Moses was reminding the people of this because in doing so, it was God's way of reminding them he was with them so that he could continue to draw us all along beside him. He wants us to sit beside him in heavenly places. And so God asked that his people not only sit with him, but they learn to obey him, because your obedience is actually your strength in life. Did you realize that? Obedience gives you strength. It's a signification of trusting God. You trust him and what he's telling you to do in that moment. So obedience requires sacrifice sometimes, because sometimes you'll lose friends over it. Sometimes you'll lose things when you obey the king. But obedience is better than sacrifice. So, pardon me. But when you as a believer begin to act as your own God, making your own decisions without consulting the king, you can make a lot of critical mistakes while trying to move into a thing. You can sabotage yourself. Did you know that? That's why from here on out, throughout this whole C2, I'm sorry about this. You need to be asking the Lord about everything. You need to be asking him, Lord, can I go over here? Lord, can I buy this? Lord, can I do that? Can I hang it? It sounds kind of goofy, but I'm telling you, I didn't believe that until, well, especially Friday night, but even the dumb little things, like, can I buy this? No. And then something would happen financially because he knew it was coming. See, that's how God wants us to rely on him in everything and everything. So God's trying to get us to recognize how much we need him, that our very next breath requires us to depend on him. Because you cannot move into your new land, do you realize this, without his constant care and his blessing. And this is where the bride learns discipline again. Could it be that he's trying to get you disciplined? We used to be disciplined as the church. We used to be disciplined over our actions, over our words, over our tongues. We used to have so much discipline as the bride. And now everybody's just doing their own thing. I don't care. I'm going to give you a piece of my mind. That's probably the last thing they need, is a piece of your mind, or mine for that matter. But anyway, it helps to protect us from stepping into the flesh where the enemy can interrupt God's best. You open doors when you do your own thing and you don't ask the king. Guess who causes their own suffering? Because you open up doors to demonic activity. So discipline then is the key. And the enemy will set you up every time with different demonic attacks through man, people that haven't entered into their own land. But they maybe want what you have, and they falsely accuse or they slander you. Those are testings, people. They're testings. Trust God in everything that you do. But God's promises are, I will, in all the promises that he tells us, I will do this thing for you. It's usually telling you first or telling you through a prophet, and then he confirms himself in twos or more. But the promise is all you need in order to believe him for a thing. As you learn to obey his will so he can bring you through, which saves time in taking a test. Even when the test gets fiery. Because it's in those times that we want to run away from it. And that's just where we find the church doing right now. A lot of the fake church, especially, and people are just like, I'm fainting. I can't do this thing. It's just too hard for me. I just don't want to do this. It's too much work for me. I'm too busy. I've got a job. I've got my own business. I'm just too busy for this. God's like, you better get unbusy and you better start making room for me, because if you don't, you're going to lose everything that you're trying to maintain in your own strength. Well, it says, so it does matter. It matters in this season very, very much. So we have to make ourselves stay in the fire because of how fire refines us. And the bride, by the way, this is the best news for you. The bride, it just got prophesied over today. God's been showing me this for 2 days. But the bride has made it through. You've made it through to the other side. You've made it through to your new land as of yesterday. Deeper into the new place. Sorry. As God clears out a place to make all things new. This is why your enemies are pummeling you. It's because they're stuck out. Outside. So they're angry because they don't know what to do next. They don't have any of the firepower that you have now. But for you, your land should be a place of enjoyment as God begins to enlarge your life. But the Lord says, don't forget that in your enlargement doesn't mean estrangement from God. Okay? Don't forget about me. That's what the Lord's been telling me for 3 months now. Don't you dare forget about me when things get easier. Don't you forget about me. I'm like, how could I ever do that? You know how we say that? How could I ever do that? I would not ever. And then just like Peter, you're going to deny me before the cock crows 3 times. Lord, please, please walk with me through this thing. Psalms 37:23. Please don't ever leave me, Lord. Which brings us to Luke 8:22-39, where the multitude were hearing God. And they had personal fivefold giftings that helped them to hear, but were they obeying? See, it's one thing to hear the Lord, but an entirely different thing to obey. And that's something I'm learning in my walk with him, because Jesus knew that the multitudes were coming to hear him. And he was more concerned, though, with the condition of their hearts. Their heart conditions were what concerned him. Because a lot of people didn't choose to take part. And it's what kept many on the outside of kingdom. So they would come listen all that they wanted. They could listen all that they wanted. Or his leaders, they could listen all that they wanted. But if they weren't being changed or didn't try to apply what Jesus taught them, what good were his words? You got to think about these things. So this is the problem with the current day church. It's the problem in society. Because God is tired of the hypocrites, the thieves, and the liars. And how they lie to themselves, thinking, oh, I'm okay. You're okay. We're okay. Kind of like the crabs in the pot, where the one crab's trying to get out. And they're like, no, you can't get out, because if you get out, that means we're all going to have to acknowledge the truth about a thing. And so you have to be able to stand apart when God says, Abraham, come out from amongst them. Come out from amongst them, Abraham. Hey there. Come out from amongst them, Abraham. And it's because in this season, God is saying, I don't want you to follow the sheep like a sheeple. If they're off and God gives you a directive and you know something's off in your spirit, come out from amongst them. Who cares what people think? I'm not going to hell for anybody. And by the way, there's so many people caught up in deception right now. I'm just like, how can you justify what you do and what you say and what you behave like behind the scenes? And then you want to point your finger at me and say you don't have the right to defend yourself or the right to hold you accountable? Wrong, Tonto. That's not the same God I serve. I serve a truth God. He's a grace God, but he's also the God of truth. And so you're deluded with deception. If that's how you do. But God was looking, Jesus was looking at how the people responded and obeyed to the word of God under times of testing. Because like in Jesus's day, if believe it or not, It had to do with Jesus started delivering the man, and the man filled with legions of demons, and he threw the demons into all these pigs. But they were so concerned about the pigs and about money instead of people. And God's main goal was to help set them free. He was trying to show them a pattern. Hey, this is deliverance. Deliverance is the key. Here, I can cast them all out of you if you'll focus on me. And they wouldn't. They were so focused on the world and on what was going on in their own worlds and on vanity and on all these things that they didn't have time for what he was trying to show them. The only one who actually listened was the healed man who begged to go with Jesus. And it was because Jesus had freed him so much. And so he was able to be honest with him, and he had experienced the king's freedom, and he wanted more of kingdom. He couldn't get enough. Is that you? As we move into Psalm 70, verses 1 through 5, and it talks about David being in a hurry. David was in a hurry this day. He was in a hurry to write this psalm, but God was not. And so this was telling me today, God's delays are not God's denials. We've heard that before, right? Do you feel like God's delayed your prayers? He actually hasn't. He's trying to teach you something there. So this was actually, again, where David had written this psalm. He was in a hurry, but God was more concerned about what he was learning. Are you learning to walk like me? Are you learning to think like me? Are you learning to have patience like me? Are you learning to trust me in this thing? Are you learning to understand my timing of a thing? To understand that I see the end from the beginning? Do you understand these things? So you might as well pow down, brown cow. Pow down and calm down, because we're in a test. I've got you in a test. And part of the test is you learning to trust me for my best. Ever felt like God's not listening to you and your cries when you were in a test, a hard place, and you were in a hurry to get out? You wanted to get into that new place, that newness. I'm right there with you, by the way. I'm right there. But this is how David felt. And he was telling God, do not delay. Please save me. Because that was all he could say. He couldn't get anything else out. Which begs the question about why God delays from answering our prayers. You ever wondered that? Why God delays your answers? When he sees what you're going through. Ever found yourself getting mad at God? Get honest. Really? It's just us here. Ever found yourself getting mad at God saying, what are you thinking, God? What are you thinking? Have you ever found yourself getting mad at God? Well, and you said that you ever told God, go talk to a different prophet. I don't want to talk to you right now. Did you just see what they did to me? Have you ever done that to God? And then he comes back with his, like he always does. He always comes back with his, come, let us reason together. I'm like, I don't want to reason with you. I don't want to talk to you about this. I want you to answer my prayer. I want you to do something about this. And then he's so loving. He's always so, so loving, because he knows how to get us to calm down and how to get us to listen. Have you ever had God tell you to shut up before? Just shut up. If you can't say something nice, shut up. Do you have a filter? Do you need a filter? Has he ever said that to you before? It's the truth prophet sometimes, because silence sometimes is your biggest weapon, by the way. I'm not getting off track, but he puts us sometimes in desperate situations where we don't understand what we're walking through. And it doesn't mean he's rejecting you. He's trying to teach you a few things about you. And he's like, if you'll just calm down and let me speak to you, because if you calm down, you can hear him. You can hear him. Oh, gosh. So, if the truth be known, God knows exactly what time it is. He knows what time it is, and he knows when the perfect time it will be to bring in your breakthrough. But first, he wants to see if your heart has been made new. Have Have you changed through this thing? Or does he have to take you through it again? Oh, God help us. Is that you? And that's daunting. That's daunting. I've had to go around the mountain and I've wondered, have you ever prayed for patience? Don't ever pray for that. I don't care what anybody tells you. Don't ever pray for patience. Just let him bring it, whatever he wants to bring, because he's going to do it anyway. But don't add to your suffering. That's all I'm going to say. Don't add to your suffering. Because the most irritating things will happen to you. So I'm just going to tell you, he knows what he's doing in this season. He knows where he's got you as a nation. He knows where he's got you in your blessing. He knows where you're at. And there are just some tests that you've gone through or are going through that you don't want to see again. So pass the test. Because our Father's timing is never wrong. And when God waits on a thing, maybe it's because he has a better gift for you than what you know. Maybe you're shooting too low. That just came out of my mouth. That's the truth, though. Maybe you're aiming too low. Joseph had to wait on God to free him. And then he reconciled with his brothers. And then Joshua and Caleb had to wait 40 years to claim their inheritance. And so that delay wasn't even their fault, by the way. They were stuck walking through it because of a bunch of disobedient, unbelieving people. They had to stay stuck with them for 40 years. And then they got to walk into their promised land blessings. David had to wait to receive his throne. Mary and Martha had to wait on God to get to their location after their brother died. He died. But that was because God wanted them to see the power of their king. That was the point of their suffering. Sometimes God will make us wait on a thing. And we think, I can't wait one more day, God. This is just too much for me. I just can't do this. It's just too hard. I'm so unhappy. Your feelings have nothing to do with your faith. Turn off your feelings, flip the switch, and get along. Get on your way. Stay in faith with the Lord. He's got a better plan for you. And you're not too old for this thing. You're not going to die before the blessing breaks through. He's got you. Which leads us to Proverbs 12:4 today. And it's actually God speaking to the bride here. Because God's coming back for an excellent bride, a pure and spotless bride, a bride who wants to draw near, a bride who's mature. She's warring. She knows how to sit beside him and she doesn't lose positioning. I don't care if you're male or female, you're the bride if that's just you. But you know what God has said to you. So you need to start dealing with your heart condition. If you've got access to deliverance, if you don't, come join us here. We've got a thing where we try to let you use the membership page to start listening to videos now. And we've built that for the last 10 years. You want to actually be a part of a team, but you will have access to our resources and you pay a membership fee to use that. Then you can also listen to the revs and start getting free. That's our ultimate goal right now, is to get free. But as we wrap this up today, I want to wish you a happy resurrection weekend, guys. Thanks for joining me. Dr. Missy Hood here, but this is what this has to say. An excellent wife is the crown of her husband. Are you Jesus's crown? Are you the naggy one on the corner of a housetop? But she who brings shame is like the rottenness in his bones. Let me say this a different way. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown. But a disgraceful wife is like the decay in his bones. Is Jesus ashamed of you? Never thought I'd say that. Are you like rottenness in his bones? Are you that type of, are you the fake bride, the fake church? Or have you come inside? Are you getting free from you? Because that's the place we've now stepped into. And it's becoming ever so apparent right now. It's becoming so apparent. How do you know that? Again, it has to do with firepower. Has God endued you with power? Are you coming up in this hour? But more importantly, do you have the love, the warm love of Jesus on you? Where you feel accepted, you feel unconditionally loved. You know how to give that back. You reciprocate that back to and fro. You're not afraid of who God's made you to be. Your truest, authentic sense of self. That's who he wants you to see. So I'm going to leave you with that. You go have yourself a great weekend. And then we'll be looking at you. We'll be talking to you on Tuesday, but go have yourself a great weekend and we'll talk to you soon.